today I want to do something a little different. I'm going to change the format. I want to talk about a topic that everyone will encounter at least once in their life. It will happen to you, it'll happen to me, it'll happen to family and friends. Something I didn't truly understand till now. I want to talk about death. For many years, I was always worried and anxious about death. Not only death to others, but especially afraid of what's going to happen to me. How will it happen? What will I feel? Is there a heaven? Is there life after death? And imagine, I won't exist anymore. At one stage, that's all I was thinking about, till one day a friend of mine said to me, "Why are you worrying about something you have no control over? Why are you wasting your life thinking about death when you should be really thinking about and enjoying life?" So simple, but it made me think. Why was I wasting my life thinking about this topic? But it also started me looking into what other people think and say about death. And did anyone really know what happens when you die? Now, let's step back a little bit and let's talk about human beings. And this will help you understand why there is no such thing as dying. If you really think about it and you swap those two words around, human being. What does it become? Being human. That's all we are. We are basically infinite beings experiencing a human physical form. Life is an electrical frequency. Life is energy. You are energy. Did you know that we are almost entirely 99.999999% empty space? You are really not Joe, Bob, Sue, or whoever. You are an infinite being experiencing the life form known as Joe, Bob, or Sue. You might not realize, but you have two parts to this human being. You have the I and the myself. When you talk about the I, that is the pure energy. It is the true you. The infinite energy which is connected to the higher intelligence which some of us call God. The myself is the human side, the ego side of you, which is mainly made up of your thoughts. Did you know 99% of who you are is through your thoughts? Think about that. 99% of who you are is through your thoughts. Now, I'm not going to go into details because I could talk about this all night long. But again, just to sum it up, we are infinite beings experiencing a human form. So when you die, the energy, spirit, soul, or whatever you want to call it, does not die. Only the shell holding you, the infinite being. Your infinite energy never, ever dies. You move on to the next chapter in your journey. Oh, and one last point. Humans only see 1% of the light spectrum. So imagine what else is around us that we are unable to see. Now that I've given you a brief background, and it may sound complicated, but I have read a beautiful piece of writing by Henry Van Dyke called "I Am Standing on the Seashore." And I think it will help you understand what I'm talking about. I am standing upon the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her white sails to the morning breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She is an object of beauty and strength. I stand and watch her until at length she hangs like a speck of white cloud just where the sea and the sky come to mingle with each other. Then someone at my side says, "There, she has gone." "Gone where?" "Gone from my sight. That is all. She is just as large in mast and hull and spar as she was when she left my side. And she is just as able to bear her load of living freight to her destined port. Her diminished size is in me, not in her." And just at that moment when someone at my side says, "There, she has gone," there are other eyes watching her coming and other voices ready to take up the glad shout, "Here she comes." And that is dying. Today I want to do something a little different. I'm going to change the format. I want to talk about a topic that everyone will encounter at least once in their life. It will happen to you, it'll happen to me, it'll happen to family and friends. Something I didn't truly understand till now. I want to talk about death. For many years, I was always worried and anxious about death. Not only death to others, but especially afraid of what's going to happen to me. How will it happen? What will I feel? Is there a heaven? Is there life after death? And imagine I won't exist anymore. At one stage, that's all I was thinking about, till one day a friend of mine said to me, "Why are you worrying about something you have no control over? Why are you wasting your life thinking about death when you should be really thinking about and enjoying life?" So simple, but it made me think. Why was I wasting my life thinking about this topic? But it also started me looking into what other people think and say about death, and did anyone really know what happens when you die? Now, let's step back a little bit and let's talk about human beings, and this will help you understand why there is no such thing as dying. If you really think about it and you swap those two words around, human being, what does it become? Being human. That's all we are. We are basically infinite beings experiencing a human physical form. Life is an electrical frequency. Life is energy. You are energy. Did you know that we are almost entirely 99.999999% empty space? You are really not Joe, Bob, Sue, or whoever. You are an infinite being experiencing the life form known as Joe, Bob, or Sue. You might not realize, but you have two parts to this human being. You have the I and the myself. When you talk about the I, that is the pure energy. It is the true you, the infinite energy which is connected to the higher intelligence, which some of us call God. The myself is the human side, the ego side of you, which is mainly made up of your thoughts. Did you know 99% of who you are is through your thoughts? Think about that. 99% of who you are is through your thoughts. Now, I'm not going to go into details because I could talk about this all night long. But again, just to sum it up, we are infinite beings experiencing a human form. So when you die, the energy, spirit, soul, or whatever you want to call it, does not die. Only the shell holding you, the infinite being. Your infinite energy never, ever dies. You move on to the next chapter in your journey. Oh, and one last point. Humans only see 1% of the light spectrum. So imagine what else is around us that we are unable to see. Now that I've given you a brief background, and it may sound complicated, but I have read a beautiful piece of writing by Henry Van Dyke called I Am Standing on the Seashore, and I think it will help you understand what I'm talking about. I am standing upon the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her white sails to the morning breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She is an object of beauty and strength. I stand and watch her until at length she hangs like a speck of white cloud just where the sea and the sky come to mingle with each other. Then someone at my side says, "There, she has gone." Gone where? Gone from my sight. That is all. She is just as large in mast and hull and spar as she was when she left my side. And she is just as able to bear her load of living freight to her destined port. Her diminished size is in me, not in her. And just at that moment when someone at my side says, "There, she has gone," there are other eyes watching her coming and other voices ready to take up the glad shout, "Here she comes." And that is dying.